Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to get into it. The biggest story in sports today here in just a moment. The FBI investigating and arresting multiple key figures in the NBA over a betting scandal. But I do want to get to this text here from Eric in Boiling Springs, kind of putting a cap on this conversation about NIL, the portal, and all that from the last segment. He says, you're going to see more high school kids in all sports going to smaller schools and work their way to the bigger schools by way of the portal. I'm not a fan of the portal or NIL, but it's the nature of the beast that is the NCAA. Yeah. Well, here's the problem with that, Eric from Boiling Springs. All these kids may choose to go the smaller school route, but the smaller schools identify players that are good that didn't get recruited to the big-time programs. They coach them up. They spend money to coach them up and to recruit them. And then as soon as they identify a talent, boom, it gets stripped away by somebody else. Like, without any compensation whatsoever, I still think there needs to be a buyout for a player. We need employment contracts first and then a buyout from the player. So if South Carolina wants to get a guy from the transfer portal who started his career at Georgia Southern, they should have to compensate Georgia Southern for taking their asset away.
Yeah.
Right now, they don't have to. They don't have to in any way, shape, or form. So, at least in my vision of how it should go, you have to pay X amount of money to pull a first-year guy out, second-year guy out, third-year guy out, fourth-year guy out. And then the school has to decide, is it financially worth it for us to go get that third-year starting offensive lineman from Georgia Southern and bring him here to be a backup at South Carolina?
True.
You have to make that call. Right? Is it worth it? I'm just making this up off the top of my head. If it's $250,000 to pull a rising senior offensive lineman from a Division I school, then you have to pay that school $250,000 to cover the development costs that they spent for 3 years of college to get him to that point and make him valuable enough for you to want to pull him off his roster.
It's a good text, Eric. Appreciate it.
So there you go. Cole, this is a wild story, and it was all over front pages of sports websites and magazines all over the place today. A huge betting scandal involving the FBI, Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Trailblazers, and Terry Rozier, who spent some time playing in Charlotte. A huge gambling investigation going on right now that it includes tons of bets on Terry Rozier played games, betting the unders on players. This is a nasty thing that's a huge black eye for the NBA.
So Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, who is a well-respected coach, was well-respected yeah. coach, right? And you mentioned Terry Rozier with Miami, who spent some time in Charlotte. and a former Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant Damon Jones, who has now been linked to giving information about LeBron's injuries from when he was in Cleveland. I don't know if he was there under Ty Lue or the second regime of LeBron, but they've all been arrested. You mentioned this. It's huge. I mean, it is a total of 34 people have been arrested as the result of a years-long investigation covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars. Law enforcement officials said these were the multiple charges involve four mafia families.
Oh, my God.
Organized crime networks. Cash Patel saying the money involved is... The fraud is mind-boggling. So when we talk about this, this is not like Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups with an illegal bookie, you know, who has a website, an offshore website, and they're spending a little. No, this could be, outside of the Shohei Ohtani situation, this could be the biggest sports gambling story ever in the history of sports. It's bad.
You know, these stories, the frequency that we're hearing them is rapidly increasing, right? Was it earlier this week or last week we heard a story about some illegal betting and point shaving in, I think it was Division II games. I'm not entirely sure it was, or it was smaller, like mid-major size schools. That happened earlier this week. Now we got this story. Last year we had the Shohei story. Constantly we're hearing more so-and-so is involved. And I want to know from you, Cole, as somebody who is more into sports betting than I am, and full transparency, yeah, I had that endorsement with a sports book. You've got an endorsement with a sports book. For me, it ultimately it didn't grab a hold of me to the point where, like, after I finished doing that endorsement, I didn't see the need to tune in, or I didn't see the need to put money on games, my own money on games. It just didn't grab me the way that it does other people.
Yeah, it does grab other people. And you know what's crazy when you're thinking about these coaches and professional athletes making millions and millions and millions of dollars, you think to yourself, you ask the question, they're making all this money. Why would they need a? Why would they put 2,000? You know, it's so mind-boggling. And I guess
many people who get caught.
Correct.
Why would you think this is a good idea? Why would you think you can get away with it? Chauncey Billups, you're a basketball coach. And why would you think you can outsmart the FBI?
Billups, who was arrested in Oregon, by the way, is charged in a separate indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games that were backed by mafia families. So it's as dirty as it can get. It's as nasty as it can get. I guess the only good thing, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, halfway joking, the NBA regular season last year wasn't the best. I did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the finals. I didn't enjoy the playoffs as much as I normally do. A lot of that probably had to do with LeBron not being there, but I guess this is the best thing for ratings, maybe. Now that we can know these players, Diesel, are actively throwing games, now we'll all watch. I say this half jokingly, but somebody, you know how quick the internet is on these things?
Sure.
There's a video I saw on TikTok a few hours ago of Terry Rozier in Charlotte throwing the games. You can literally see him throwing bad passes, throwing the ball, and it's the games. I mean, it's unbelievable now that you have this evidence. You never would have thought, but
so
here we are.
This is in the article on ESPN saying the defendants, quote, had access to private information known by NBA players or NBA coaches that would likely affect the outcome of games or players' performances and provided that information to other conspirators in exchange for either a flat fee or a share of the betting profits. Cash Patel, the director of the FBI, said, let's not mince words. This is the insider trading saga for the NBA. That's what this is. He talked about it as fraud. Think about it like this, and you may say, well, I don't really gamble. I watch the games. That's messing with your emotional capital of the game. If you spend money at all, like going to games, you've been defrauded because now you're seeing a product that is not what you expected it to be. If you have put money on these games before, I wonder, Cole, and if I was a frequent bettor, and I would have no reason to be involved in this, but if I was a frequent bettor on these platforms that offered these games, I would be trying to set up a massive class action lawsuit against the NBA, against the NFL. Now, the NFL is not necessarily involved in this story, but so let's just keep it on the NBA. The NBA, I would be suing all of these Prize Picks and DraftKings and FanDuel and ESPN Bets and Underdog. You guys are sitting here throwing out bets that I'm putting my real money into that are fraudulent.
I'm telling you, you hear a story like this and you almost feel like there's just no way. When Cash Patel on a random Thursday morning, the director of the FBI is having this conversation, and I've got some audio from that presser, it just makes you ask the question, Diesel, as a sports fan. We talk about slippery slope with him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NIL and transfer portal. Where's this all going? What's the end game here? What's going to have to happen for all of this to be put to bed? I don't know the answer. I don't think anybody knows the answer. And that's the scary part, right? Nobody knows.
I mean, it can start with, if I put money on a game that Terry Rozier or these other players that are involved in this were in, I should get my money back. They should issue me a refund for the game that I picked.
Oh yeah,
because it ultimately turned out to be a fraudulent game, right?
Yeah,
that is the very least that all of these books could do. I don't know how bad it has to get, Cole, or if it can even get this bad for these major leagues to say, all right, enough is enough. We're not going to deal with these sports books anymore, because the NFL was reportedly getting $2.3 billion of infused cash every year through these sports books. Major League Baseball, $1.1 billion. The
way
NBA,
too much money going around.
Over $500 million. The NHL, over $200 million. That's money that they would have to say goodbye to if they were to say, all right, washing our hands of this. Sports books, it's been fun, but it's getting too murky. We got to pull out.
And what's crazy, this year-long investigation, and they arrested Terry Rozier this morning at a hotel in Orlando, Florida. I mean, this has been a long investigation. Here's some audio from Cash Patel earlier today.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra, to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today. The NYPD, HSI, and teams of law enforcement officials from around the country made this day possible. It takes a team to bring this kind of justice, sweeping justice, into the halls of the United States courtrooms, where our brave United States attorney has led this prosecution. It takes courageous prosecutors to stand before you and say, we will not allow this kind of illicit activity to happen, not only at the national sporting level, but also where it hides in La Casa Nostra. And when these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize to steal and swindle people from money, to include crypto fraud. This is an operation that showcases to you that under President Trump's administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior, be it on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms of tiny parlors where guard games are being played. We are proud to stand here today with the men and women of the FBI and this legal team.
So when's the documentary coming out? When's the Netflix drama, the 30 for 30, coming out? Right.
So a real question. Does this give you any pause in putting money on tonight's games?
No, because Prize Picks is paying me to do so. You like that answer?
Okay. Like that? I mean, let's just pretend for a moment that you're not being paid by Prize Picks. Would you say, I don't know, man, like this, it feels dirty. I don't know if I want to put my real money on this.
Wait a minute. Gambling only feels dirty now that these people, if you've gambled before, gambling, it should always feel
gambling
dirty.
Gambling legally when you know that there has been organized crime involved in rigging games and swindling you out of your money. Like, what if you at one point had bet over on Terry Rozier one night and all of a sudden here he is, you say, man, I want my money back.
It is almost in a way like eye-opening, but again, for those out there who do Prize Picks or any kind of other, you know, get sportsbook application or program, whatever you use, my point being, for those out there who have sports gambled, wagered, you know what you're getting into, because, like, for me, Prize Picks is paying me to have an endorsement, and I'm picking more or less on, you know, player props. You read it and you're wanting players and people to get involved, but then again, at the same time, it's a scary, slippery slope we live in, because some people like Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and these others evidently can't just gamble. They can't play cards. They've got to, you know what I mean? I'm terrible with my words right now, but my point is, there are ways to do it legally. And then there are ways to be on the FBI's most wanted list, and you've seen Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups do it the wrong way.
To parse your words there, you thought you knew what you were getting into because players were cheating. Players were intentionally distorting their performances to take the under, to go under. They were taking themselves out of games. Multiple players would, if the over-under was 15.5 points, a player would score 12, and then, oh, man, I got a calf strain. I got to come out of the game. I mean, you thought you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, I mean, it's gambling. You know, it's like when you speed going in the road, you know you're speeding. I hope that answers your question. I don't know. I feel like I'm not answering it, but I think your original question was, does it make you feel differently now? No, you gamble, you gamble. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Not really.
I get what you're saying. I just disagree. Like, yes, you understand that you're gambling, but you thought you were gambling on a fair, legitimate game. And then it turns out you're not gambling on a fair and legitimate game. Sometimes, I'm sure most of the time you are.
Yeah.
But in this wide-ranging fraudulent case that Cash Patel had to list off every denomination of money. It's not $1. Yeah. It's not $10. It's not $30. Like, we get it, Cash. Just say tens of millions of dollars, okay? Just stop wasting our time. You're not LeBron James. You're not making an announcement here. But when you think about it on the scale, and we don't know all of the names of the 34 people who were arrested yet. We don't know if it's what if it was LeBron James?
Yeah,
what if
crazy.
That's the reason why this is the year he's taking time off? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here of how big this spider web could go, and how many people might feel defrauded by this.
And we haven't heard from Dewey either today. Maybe Dewey's on that list, the 34. You never know. Dewey, where you been, man? Are you alive? Are you okay? We hadn't heard you on the text line, hadn't called, hadn't seen you on the stream. Let's do a little welfare check on Dewey. ACC and SEC action this weekend. What is it? We'll take a look at the ACC and SEC slates next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.